All right, guys, it's GB and Shipwreck coming at you with an update about our latest appointments. First thing we looked at today was...
looked at Bethesda, and we saw Skyrim. What'd you think?
It looks like Oblivion a lot.
It looks like a prettier version.
And a much prettier version. Some of the animations, I think, and the enemies still have that awkward look, just like they had in the original one, but like we were discussing earlier, you think it's not going to matter.
It's not going to matter once you start playing. You're not going to notice that the horse's feet go into the mountain. You're not going to notice all the clipping. Once you start playing it, you're going to be picking flowers and killing... they had, like, big mammoths that they showed and giants, and it's going to be good.
Dual-wielding spells.
The menus, yeah, all the dual-wielding stuff you can do. Yeah. You can hold a wand in one hand, a staff in one hand, and a, like, axe in one, or you can use the same spell in both hands, and it becomes more powerful.
Super spell.
Yeah. But the menus are really cool, too. They look like...
very minimal.
Yeah, they look like they're inspired by a lot of, like, iPad-type apps.
Yeah.
Where you get the list of everything on the left, and, it, like, the majority of the screen is the item that you're looking at.
Right.
So, it looks very promising. The demo was a little bit long.
Right. They killed a lot of dragons in the demo, and it takes a long time to kill a dragon.
Right. And then we saw Prey 2.
Oh, right. We saw that, yeah.
Yeah. Which we haven't talked about yet.
Right, and there's no Indians, but it looks good. It looks like Blade Runner, basically.
Yes. No Native Americans, but...
right.
But yeah, it looks awesome. Like, that's probably the most surprising thing I've seen so far, I think, is Prey 2, because I did not have high expectations for that.
It seems almost like an open-world first-person shooter.
It is.
Yeah.
It's an open-world first-person shooter, and you find your bounty hunters or your bounties, and you go around and you can
bolos,
climb up
bolos.
Yeah, bolos is a big theme. We've seen a lot of bolos this year at E3. But that looks awesome. I'm definitely interested in playing that now.
Right. We just don't know why it's called Prey too. Why Prey is anywhere near the title, but that's okay.
They briefly mentioned at some point that you may run into Tommy from the first game.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know if that's enough.
He's an alien now.
Right.
You have to capture him.
And then we played some Rage.
Right. We had a hard time finding any enemies to shoot, just like when we played Fallout.
Yeah, Rage looks really good, but it kind of just feels like another first-person shooter from what we've played.
Right. We haven't seen anything that looks especially different.
No. So I think the big winners there were Skyrim and Prey 2 and Rage. It'll probably be good, but okay. It didn't show well.
What else did we see after that?
We went by Atari's booth real quick, and we saw an Xbox Live Arcade game, Gamma World?
Yeah.
I believe that's the name of it.
Right. It's an old Dungeons & Dragons, made by the same people that made Dungeons & Dragons. They made this role-playing game that was like an apocalyptic future.
Right. And it looked like it could be fun. It had some co-op. It was a third-person shooter RPG.
Yeah.
So the character models were fun. They had a nice art style to it. It looked really nice for an Xbox Live Arcade,
like
3D game.
Yeah, not bad for an Xbox Live Arcade game, sure.
And then what else have we seen?
We just went to Majesco.
We saw Majesco. We saw the Hulk Hogan...
Kinect game. There was no Hulk Hogan in the Hulk Hogan Kinect game.
He was on a loading screen. He was on a loading screen. It was like X-Men. You don't play as Hulk. You play as Hulk's new... proteges.
Right.
And it's what you think it would be. You're moving your hands around to punch and kick people, and the latency was actually pretty good on it. It didn't, like,
yeah,
it was almost one-to-one.
They're getting better at it, but I don't know if they can ever totally get rid of it. And then we saw Blood Rain coming to Xbox Live and PSN.
The Way Forward developed 2D Blood Rain looks awesome.
Right, it looks like an anime, basically, side-scrolling anime.
Yeah, it just very all hand-drawn, and it's cool how the camera zooms in and out based on how many people you're fighting on screen. So and it does it. It just looks really fluid. The details are good whether you're zoomed in or zoomed out. That's coming out, I think, later this summer.
August, he said.
Yeah, for $15. I think that's going to be really good.
It's going to be hard, I think, too.
Yeah, it's very hard.
We also, very quickly, we actually got another appointment at Saints Row, and we got to see another part of the game where they... basically had a big fight in the sky as they're free-falling, jumping out of an airplane, and it looks cool, and the game looks funny. And that's about it. Now we're going to see Deus Ex. We'll catch you later.